Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Stephen Byrne.
Hi, how's it going, Ryan?
How are you?
Not too bad, and yourself?
I'm really good. Stephen, I was asking at the beginning of the show, could somebody please call the program and tell me what Fast and Furious is about? There's seven of them.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot now.
Give me the Ladybird guide, Stephen.
It all started off it's a kind of family movie.
Okay.
It all started off like the Paul Walker's character was an outsider. He was trying to get in with the family, trying to get information on him.
Right.
Like when he was working as an undercover police officer in the first one.
Right.
So then as he got into the lifestyle with Vin Diesel and the thing, he kind of got to like the lifestyle.
Right.
So he kind of got more involved in and kind of going away from the police work and getting more involved with the cars and all that kind of stuff. And then he fell in love with the sister and it all just led from there then.
Okay, there's seven movies. You've just given me two storylines in 30 seconds. They stretch them out over seven two-hour... I take it all the action's happening in the car, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, in the last two movies now, they've kind of taken away more from the cars, I think, myself, and they've kind of just more action since Dwayne Johnson came into it.
Okay, and is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I kind of think it's a bad thing in this movie now more, because I think they're going away from the kind of Fast and the Furious kind of car scenes than where it all came from.
Yeah, the purists like you, Stephen, are saying, hang on, bring the cars, bring the action back, stop all this mushy stuff.
It's not about the cars anymore, it's about the action. And I thought, in the first few movies, it's all about the cars and the stuff and the family, and just now it's just about action,
And who would you watch it with now if you're going to the cinema to see it?
Oh, my girlfriend.
And is she a fan?
Yeah, she loves Vin Diesel.
See, that's why you guys are together.
Yeah.
Because you can bond over love of cars and action and petrol and diesel.
Yeah, she loves it.
Vin Diesel.
That's what she does. No, she loves him, yeah. She loves just the way he talks.
Yeah. And is that why she fancies you, because of your accent?
No.
Do you sound anything like Vin Diesel?
No, not at all.
God, so she has to go to the cinema to get her kicks, really, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does, yeah.
Now, who was Paul Walker?
Sorry?
Who was Paul Walker?
Brian O'Connor.
Right, and tell
that's
us...
his character in the movie.
Okay, and what happened to Paul Walker, the actor? Because that was a very sad story, but just for those who didn't see it or hear about it.
Yeah, well, what I know of it anyway, he was with his friend in his own car, and one of his friends was driving his car at the moment, and they were kind of just driving too fast and took a corner too fast, and they just went skidding off the road.
And he died, the poor fella.
Yeah, the two of them died, didn't they?
So you saw... Oh, the two of them died, did they?
I'm not 100% sure, but I think the two of them died in the car accident, yeah.
And did you see the seventh film, The Fast and Furious?
Yeah, just there Saturday night.
So what happens at the very end scene with that song?
I think it's nice the way they do it. They don't, for people who haven't seen the movie, I'm not going to say anything, but they do a lovely tribute to him at the end, the way he's not going to be in anymore, they just kind of sent him his own way, they all kind of going to do their own thing now.
Was it emotional?
It was kind of sad now, yeah. My girlfriend now was more emotional now than I was, but...
Well, I hear they're saying, there are reports that grown men are crying in
the cinema. He's missing, The Fast and the Furious is him, he is, the main thing from the first film,
And then, of course, I'm glad they saw him off in an appropriate way.
Yeah, I thought so too. They've done it in a lovely way at the end, actually, I thought.
Okay. Well, are you a Game of Thrones man as well?
Not yet, no, but I'm mad to get my girlfriend into it.
Right.
Just started getting her over the Entourage.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch every single episode of that?
Yes.
And what was your latest?
She's not so a big fan of it all at the moment, so I told her I'm going to bring her to the movie during the summer as well.
Oh, the Entourage, that's coming out too.
That's coming out in the summer.
What box set or series did you guys enjoy together the most?
Together, have to say, the one that we've watched from start to finish would have been Sex and the City.
Yeah, that is brilliant. All of them.
We never watched it on TV. It's just her friend of hers bought her the series for her birthday one time, the whole lot. So we said we'd watch it.
Yeah.
And we thought it was very good, actually, the series.
Yeah.
A lot better than the movies.
Oh, no. I watched every single episode of every single series. I thought it was great fun.
Yeah.
Stephen,
we're into The Walking Dead as well now. We're waiting for that to come back as well, so we love that.
The Walking Dead, I tried giving it a go, but I just felt it just was a bit samey, the whole thing. I didn't see much of a plot.
Yeah, it's just because we watched it from the start. Like we said, there's no point we're staying out now.
Yeah. Well, look, give The Thrones a go and let us know how you get on.
No problem.
I'll play that little song, will I, from the end of the movie?
I'd love it if you played it.
Okay.
Yeah. My girlfriend's listening. She's in work. She has it on the radio there.
What's her name?
Lisa Marie.
Now, Lisa Marie, get the tissues out and don't be hysterical running around with snot and tears and red face around the office. It's just a song. But this is the song that features at the end of Fast and Furious 7, and it's a tribute to Paul Walker, who died sadly. Stephen, it's good to talk to you. Thanks. You answered the call, and that's exactly what I was hoping for. So I appreciate your time this morning.
No problem. Thanks a million, Ryan.
Thank you.